Every year since 2002, the Pew Research Center has conducted worldwide opinion surveys to find out what people in many countries think about the U.S., about other countries, and about issues of global concern. This year, 45,000 in-depth interviews were done in 47 countries, and Pew put this headline on the 2007 survey, Global Unease with Major World Powers. Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center. Welcome back.
Happy to be here, Robert.
And I guess the lead here is that people still hold the U.S. in low esteem, but now they hold other countries in low esteem, too.
There's not much comfort with the global powers that be. Anti-Americanism is extensive. The 33 countries in which we have trends, support for the United States, its favorability ratings are down in 26. The image of China is slipping in most advanced nations. We find a mixed view of Russia. And specifically, Vladimir Putin's negative ratings have soared, and now there's as much lack of confidence in him worldwide as there is in President Bush.
Although, once again, Vladimir Putin is rather well thought of inside Russia.
Yes, and that's the difference with Putin versus Bush. Bush has little capital here. Putin has a great deal of capital in Russia, and even in some neighboring states, in Ukraine, for example, a favorable view of Putin. But the challengers to the global status quo, Hugo Chavez and Ahmadinejad, are not well regarded in their neighboring regions. They're well regarded, and Chavez is well regarded in Venezuela, but not in Mexico, not in Chile, not in the big countries of Latin America. And quite frankly, the president of Iran scares many of his Muslim neighbors.
Now, when it comes to global opinions of the United States, it's not that people pervasively dislike everything about America. Hardly. There are things about the United States that people in many countries still admire a great deal.
Overwhelming admiration for our technology. In the 47 countries, only one disagreed. The Russians don't like our technology. Of course, they were once our rivals, so they haven't quite gotten over our success. And our cultural exports are liked in many countries. Most like our music. They like our popular television shows, songs, and things like that.
They don't like our policies in Iraq or in the Middle East.
And increasingly, surprising to me is how much of a head of steam is growing in Western Europe to get troops out of Afghanistan. We have near majorities in France, Germany, and Canada saying, we want our troops out of there. And of course, in the Muslim world, not only is the war in Iraq condemned, the war in Afghanistan is almost universally condemned. And the war on terrorism, each year when we do a survey, we find somewhat fewer people saying they support the U.S.-led war on terrorism.
The 2007 Pew survey confirms something that we've heard from you in previous years, which is that Turkey, a country that the United States has counted as an ally, whose potential entry into the European Union the U.S. has championed for many years, support for the United States in Turkey is almost nil.
Yeah, it was 50% in 2000. It fell all the way down to 12% last year, and I thought, well, it can't go any lower. It did. It's 9% this year. And that's the most dramatic of the numbers in the Muslim world. But in Egypt, in Jordan, and now even in Kuwait, we see a decline in support for the United States. The U.S. has a real problem in the Muslim world. One of the surprises in this poll, because it is a global survey as much as our 2002 one is that we don't see a widening of anti-Americanism. Yes, it's very apparent in many parts of the world that we've been tracking. But in Africa, the United States is very well regarded. And in Latin America, even though the image of America has slipped, we still have modest majorities in Chile and Mexico, for example, saying they have a favorable view of the United States.
An issue that obviously has become more important to people all around the world, as you reported here, is the environment and global warming.
We ask people to judge the top problems confronting the world, and we've seen a major increase in 20 of the 30 countries that we have trends on. There's more of the view that the environment is the top threat. In Brazil, for example, the percentage was 20% in 2002 who named it as a top threat. It's 49% in the current survey. In France, from 29 to 52. Even in the United States, concern about the environment has gone up. I say even because it's gone up from 23 to 37, well at the bottom of the list. But that's the trend. More concern about the environment. Also more concern about the rich-poor gap, especially in Africa.
Andrew Kohut, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center. You can find the full results of their survey at npr.org.